For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. When Kentucky lawmakers return to Frankfort next week, they'll likely take up charter school legislation. Our Capitol reporter, Rylan Barton, says the charter school debate in Kentucky has largely shifted to whether they should be allowed all over the state or just in Louisville and Lexington.
Supporters have pushed to open Kentucky up to charter schools for years, but opponents, most notably the State Teachers Union, successfully lobbied to keep the policy from passing into law. During a legislative hearing last year, Education and Workforce Development Secretary Hal Heiner gave an impassioned speech in favor of charters, calling out the Kentucky Educators Association for opposing the measure.
When will we stop drinking the KEA's stagnant water, whose very mission statement puts adults before children?
The measure didn't pass last year, but now that Republicans have control of the legislative and executive branches, some type of charter school bill will likely be approved when the legislature reconvenes next month. So what are charter schools? They're publicly funded, but managed by outside groups like nonprofits or sometimes public universities.
We offer a choice within public education.
This is Texas Charter Schools Association spokeswoman Christine Isett, and hers is one of the main arguments in favor of charter schools: choice.
If it's the best education that fits the needs of their child, then we think that that parent and that student should have that option.
But the big difference for charters is they usually don't have to meet the same requirements placed on traditional public schools when it comes to class sizes, budgets, school curricula, and teacher regulations. In exchange for that flexibility, charters are supposed to be held to strict standards, with some states automatically closing the schools if they don't meet requirements. But while charter school proponents see more choices, opponents say they suck up funding from already struggling public schools. That's what Nashville School Board member Will Pinkston says he's seen happen.
We still have maintenance, utilities, staffing. So it amounts to essentially a cut to traditional public schools at a time when they're already considered to be underfunded.
When you have a financial model where the money follows the students, you are going to see some financial impact on the districts that are losing students.
That's Vanderbilt University education professor Marissa Cannata. Despite the concerns about resource allocation, the million-dollar question is, do charter schools work? And Cannata says it varies, but overall, yes.
You know, there's mounting evidence that overall they have maybe a small but positive effect on student learning, particularly for African-American students and particularly students in poverty.
A Stanford University study from 2015 showed that in urban areas, charters produce slightly better results than traditional public schools, but critics argue the study doesn't account for charters cherry-picking high-performing students, effectively inflating their own results compared to traditional public schools. Even if Kentucky lawmakers decide to give charter schools the green light, there's still lots of unanswered questions, like funding. Public schools are financed through a mix of state funding and local property tax revenues. Kentucky lawmakers will have to figure out exactly how much of that money charters will receive. There's also the question of how many charters will be allowed and who will authorize them. Nashville School Board member Will Pinkston, who used to serve on a charter school board too, says the state has authorized too many of the organizations in Nashville.
And my advice to Kentuckians would be, don't let charter schools get their nose in the tent, because once that happens, there will be an effort to dramatically expand it and go in the direction that Tennessee has gone, which has been ill-advised.
Nonetheless, charters can be very popular. In Texas, there are 140,000 students on waiting lists to attend charter schools. In Kentucky, lawmakers will be considering several options when the legislative session resumes the second week of February. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.